From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. In a big victory for Democrats, the House this past hour passed the biggest changes in financial regulations since the Great Depression. The House bill would create an interagency council to monitor systemic risk in the economy, strictly police hedge funds and credit rating agencies, create a financial consumer watchdog agency, and expose Federal Reserve monetary policy to congressional scrutiny. The bill was a priority of the Obama White House. The Obama administration's paid Czar issued new rules today on how some of the top executives at bailed-out companies should be compensated. The rules apply to a shrinking number of firms. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Czar Kenneth Feinberg has already dictated salaries for the top 25 executives at each firm receiving an exceptional bailout. His new ruling sets compensation guidelines for the next 75 highest-paid employees. In most cases, those employees cannot receive cash salaries of more than $500,000. At least half their pay should be in a form such as stock, held for 3 years or more. Bonuses are to be granted only for real results, and those bonuses should be repaid if the results turn out to be phony. Feinberg's rules apply to only four companies, AIG, General Motors, GMAC, and Citigroup. Bank of America repaid its bailout this week in part to avoid government oversight of its pay scale, and pay for Chrysler executives doesn't cross the $500,000 threshold. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Negotiators wrapped up the first week of climate talks in Copenhagen with lots of rhetoric but little visible progress. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
Climate meetings are generally scheduled for 2 weeks, and as usually happens, there's a lot of maneuvering and posturing in the first week, but few accomplishments. Diplomats from 192 nations are laying the groundwork for the second week, when higher-level officials show up and start cutting deals. Meeting organizers are expecting more than 110 heads of state, including President Obama and China's Premier Wen Jiabao. And as it stands, there are still huge disputes over everything from the level of commitment to cutting greenhouse gases to the level of funding dedicated to the world's poorest countries. Rich countries worry about how much it will all cost, and developing countries, including small island states, say their very survival is at stake. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Iraq to meet with officials there amid a string of bombings that killed more than 120 people. Gates met with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today. He also talked about the need for Iraq's leader to give the Kurds and other ethnic groups more political freedoms.
There is no question that the Kurds see their future as part of a unified Iraq. And what's at issue is the terms on which that goes forward.
Gates met privately a day earlier with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 54 points to 10,460, the Nasdaq down 2 to 2188. This is NPR. The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show people are spending again. Retail sales rose by a better-than-expected 1.3% last month, the second straight monthly gain. Before the recession hit, Americans were spending more than they were earning and charging too much on their credit cards. Economists say it's a good thing that people have begun saving more and spending with a budget in mind. If auto sales are excluded, retail sales were up 1.2%, and that's triple what economists had expected. Pope Benedict today said he shares the outrage, betrayal, and shame felt by Irish Catholics over revelations of decades of child sex abuse by priests in Dublin. More from NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Rome.
The statement issued after a meeting at the Vatican with top Irish church leaders said the Pope was disturbed and distressed by the contents of a recent government report. That report revealed that the Roman Catholic Church and the police in Ireland covered up decades of child sex abuse by priests in a period that spanned the tenures of four different Dublin archbishops. The papal statement said Benedict will write a pastoral letter to the Irish people about sexual abuse in Ireland and the Vatican's response to the crisis. The 700-page government report said the Irish Church was concerned only with the maintenance of secrecy, the avoidance of scandal, the protection of the reputation of the Church, and the preservation of its assets. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Hollywood actor Gene Barry has died. Barry starred as the gunslinger Bat Masterson on 1950s television. He was reluctant to take on the role until he learned the Western lawman had worn a derby and carried a gold-handled cane in real life. He was 90 years old. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.